This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yes, it is that time. It's a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky's joined the Midday Show every Friday at noon. Today, we have Tom Kelly in for Hugh. Scott, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. And Scott, it's going to be an exciting weekend here, obviously with all the Boston-Philly stuff and the moment tonight with Bryce Harper coming back. So let's talk about Bryce and what you noticed the first couple days. I mean, I was thinking it might take him a couple weeks to get himself back, you know, into rhythm after not going on a rehab assignment, which first game I was like, yeah, it's going to take a while. And then, Scott, five times on base on Wednesday. It's remarkable.
It really is. It's quite amazing, I think. And I mean, you know, that it got lost in the shuffle a little bit of the fact that they blew that game and lost and got swept in the series. But I mean, I think you get a real good indication right away of just how incredible he is as a, as an athlete, as a competitor, what he did to get himself, game ready without going on rehab assignment, doing the best they could to sort of replicate stuff and get his timing there. He may not do that all weekend. I don't know. But I think it just goes to show what an incredible baseball player he is.
Yeah, Scott, so Bryce coming back and obviously be a big moment tonight down at the ballpark. What do you expect the atmosphere to be like? And what do you expect that ovation to be like when he steps to the plate tonight?
Well, I'm curious whether they – I don't know that they got dispensation to get an extra ovation. You know, they're but with the pitch timer, I don't know that they're going to be allowed to delay the game at all. So it might be a little bit, end up being a little bit muted. But we'll see. Should be a good atmosphere. I mean, all the games are sold out and, it's going to be great crowds. And obviously you got what's going on with the Sixers and, just a really cool environment to be a part of, I think. And yeah, I think they're going to be pretty jazzed up to see Harper hit for the first time.
So Scott,
and the second, third, fourth.
Of course. Scott, you mentioned there maybe we'll find out if they got the go-ahead to the ovation so they don't get the pitch timer violation. That's one thing. That's kind of a one-off. But what happened the other day, it seems like a bigger deal moving forward, where he couldn't get the brace on his arm in time, and then he ran the bases without it. I guess the Phillies asked for a little extra time for Bryce to get his brace on over at first base, and they were denied. That seems like a ridiculous decision by baseball.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the thing so far. I know it reduces the game time, but I think there's room to maneuver here, and I also think that there should be some leniency or leeway for an umpire to sort of have a feel for the room, you know what I mean? And in the case of like tonight, you know, let's have a feel, let's step aside, let's let it happen, because I mean, why do you think fans come to games, right? I'm not about making rules for separate rules for separate players. That I'm not about that. But he is a superstar, and it's a matter of, we changed the size of the base to protect players, quote unquote, right? Why aren't we giving an extra 5 seconds or 10 seconds for him to put a piece of protective equipment on? I understand their basic reasoning is we're not going to make changes for one singular player. I get that. But why can't we just, so let's spread it to everybody. I mean, everybody puts some kind of protective gear on. The idea is if your pitch comm goes bad, right, you're allowed, they stop the play. They stop the clock and they let you fix it. So why don't they let him fix that at first base? I don't get it. Those two things don't seem to match.
Yeah, Scott, and with Bryce coming back into the lineup, obviously that's shaking things up a little bit. And Rob Thompson putting Kyle Schwarber back in the leadoff spot. Why do you think Rob likes Kyle Schwarber at the top of this lineup so much?
Let me guess, you don't like it.
I don't love it.
You could hear it in his voice, Scott. You could hear it.
Kind of. There's a few different reasons, I think. One of it is a comfort level that Kyle has. I mean, Kyle's a guy who's going to tell you, I'll hit wherever, you can put me wherever, I don't care. But he is comfortable in the leadoff spot. I think some of the thought was that he's not going to hit 180. He should hit more than that. He's going to draw walks. He's an immediate threat to put you up 1-0 to start a ball game. He did it last year, and the offense, you know, produced. There were some different cast of characters behind him for sure, but I don't think it's necessarily, I mean, nothing set in stone, so they could go away from that. But I just think it's, you know, it was the first thing he wanted to try, was to kind of go back and see if he couldn't set up the lineup a little bit like it was at the end of last year, and see if he couldn't get similar results. So I understand all the reasons against it. I certainly do. I understand the reasons why he's giving it a try. So let's see what works, you know, see what happens. I will say this about Stott. I mean, he's got the profile of a guy who's, you know, works counts, gets, you know, long at bats, can draw walks. I think he will draw walks eventually. He's not doing it a lot right now. But one of the things that Rob told me about him hitting fifth was his bat to ball skills could really play up in terms of RBI situations. Now he may not always come through with a big hit. He's not a guy who's going to hit 25 homers in the five spot. But he's going to put the ball in play, and that's going to score some runs. At the end of the day, we saw it work right away the other day. I'm losing track of my days, but Wednesday, the last day in LA, batting fifth, guy on third makes contact, and a lot of five hitters are big, you know, kind of grip it and rip it strikeout guys, but Stott is not, and he put the ball in play, and that got him an RBI.
We're talking to Scott Fransky of Fransky Friday. Scott, we could talk all day about lineup construction, but if the team's ERA is over 5, none of this probably matters. What do you think? Was that just one bad? It looked like they were turning it a little bit around. I mean, I always think it's Friday, Saturday, you know, hearing you guys on the call with Nola Wheeler winning the games in Houston. It was like, all right, maybe this pitching's coming around, and maybe it's just 4 bad days, but you look up, and they're last in the NL in ERA. Concerned about the pitching staff, or did the last 3 days, bad days, kind of make it look worse than it is?
Well, I mean, I will say this. The Dodgers are a much more formidable challenge offensively than the Astros were. I mean, I get it that they're the defending champs, but they're not at full strength. And they had a lot of guys at the bottom of their order that don't do a lot offensively. So that's one thing to take into consideration. I don't know. Nola, I'd like to see him with a little more velocity. He's talked about, I don't need as much velo if I'm, you know, I've got command, and I agree with him there. But I don't think it would hurt to have a little more. I think Wheeler is going to be fine. I'm not concerned at him at all. I think he's some of his issues on different days, you know, kind of still figuring out that new sweeper and when to use it and how to command it. But I'm not concerned with him in the least. I think getting Ranger back would be a boost. Matt Strom didn't have a good day the other day, but he's not going to be in the rotation. Bailey Falter, he's certainly pitched into some bad luck. but he's also had his games where, you know, he's behind in counts. He walked guys the other day in Houston. That hurt him. You know, I think they should be better than they are right now pitching-wise. I think there's a lot of room for improvement, and I do think they have some of the guys to make those improvements. But I guess time will tell, you know.
Yeah, Scott, and you talked about it there as far as Ranger hopefully coming back soon and Matt Strom moving to the bullpen. What is that going to do for Rob Thompson just to give him more options and to have Strom coming out of the pen as kind of a guy you can use as a long man and an additional lefty as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it gives you a guy that you feel comfortable going to for multiple innings if something happens early with a starter. He can face righties and lefties. He's not like a trick pitch guy out there. He's a pitcher, and he's a guy who can, again, throw multiple innings. I think they're a little concerned with him. In terms of workload, I think they're going to be careful with him in that regard. But, you always need your long guy. It seems like somewhere every 5-6 days, you need that long guy to give you a couple innings or, you know, 6 outs, 5 outs, you know, maybe even 7 at some point. You know, Strom could certainly do that. So, I do see him being as kind of a Swiss Army knife once he does end up in the bullpen, that he could be in short relief or long relief, either one, depending on whatever he needs that day.
Scott, we appreciate it as always hopping on. It should be a fun weekend. You mentioned the crowds, and tonight's going to be awesome to watch in here. We'll be listening, Scott.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
There we go. Scott Fransky, voice of the Phillies here, Fransky Fridays. Yeah, that's a couple things. That-